I'm going to start a new campaign. Okay. I want people that have been in TV shows and movies, they only get to do one. So like Hugh Laurie is only can play House. He's never in another TV show. So this is going to help a lot, because it's going to make sure there's no crappy movies or TV shows made, because nobody's going to want to act in them.
Okay.
And it's going to cure the first 10 minutes of every TV show and every movie going, what the hell did he used to play in?
Right, right. You never have to ask that question because it's only in House.
See, I watched the new Creep show, and for the first 10 minutes, I'm going, who the hell is that? And then they go to the other guy, and I go, who the hell is that? And I, you know him, but you don't know him. One was right. Jason Stackhouse from Sookie's brother. He's
Right.
And then the guy from Clueless, who was the skateboard guy.
Okay.
He was in it. So the whole time you're going, well, who is he? I know that, but where do I know him from? So from now on, you only get to play one part and that's it.
Right. But that's not really fair, because what's the guy's name from
exactly. See, you stop doing that.
It's Ryan something. I know that. I remember that.
Yeah, you stop doing that game. That one guy that played in it's only that guy that played in that movie and that's it. Johnny Knoxville is only Jackass. That's it. He's nothing else.
Right.
And it's gonna give all these other actors who are out of a job. Jobs.
Who the hell played Jason Stackhouse? I can't remember his name now. You drive me crazy.
Exactly. Jason Stackhouse.
It's Ryan something.
Yeah. So he's
Quentin. That's it.
So he's in this TV show, and the whole time you're going, where do I know him from? So if we do this, then that takes that away.
Okay. So two things. First of all, this is why Prime is so great, because while you're watching Prime, they have the X-ray. So all you have to do is swipe up while you're watching something, mm-hmm. and it says who the actor is. So that way you don't have to go, wait, who is that? And then you can click on it. It pauses the show. It brings up their IMDb page. It's brilliant.
See, it's too many things. I don't need this in my life. I don't need X-ray. I just need new people. And if they're really good, like Hugh Laurie, then he mm-hmm. gets to have a job for 10 years.
Well, hang on a minute.
A movie like Dexter. Dexter would never be around because he would have died in 6 feet under. So he would have never been on Dexter.
I know, but that's not a good thing, because you love Dexter and you love 6 feet under.
But I would have loved somebody else as Dexter, maybe. You didn't give nobody a chance.
I think Michael C. Hall does a really good job at that. But here's the thing. Your problem is that you watch television by yourself.
Right.
I watch television with my wonderful boyfriend. And the reason why he's so wonderful is because he knows that when he watches with me, he has to have his iPad open to IMDb, because he knows that the minute I see somebody, I go, who's that? What else was he in? So he'll go, oh, that guy was on The Wire. He was also in Bosch. His name is blah, blah, blah. Like, he will tell me right there to make sure, because he knows I can't watch television without needing to know who the actors are and what else they were in.
Enjoyable experience, because you never have to ask that question ever. I mean, James Gandolfini would be in nothing but Tony Soprano. You don't want to say
he was in nothing but Tony Soprano,
but he was in a couple of movies. So you would go, where do I know him from? It's Tony Soprano. No, that's the only job you get. So you're going to make sure it's a really good job.
That's the dumbest idea I ever heard in my life, because you can't stop a good actor. I mean, then think about all the actors who were really good more than once. Like, you brought up Michael C. Hall. He was just as good in Dexter as he was in 6 Feet Under.
But it could have been another actor, and you wouldn't have had to spend the first 10 minutes of Dexter going, who is that guy?
Ed O'Neill had a whole career on Married with Children before he was ever on Modern Family. And he's great in both.
It would have been fine without him on Modern Family. He could have just went out as Ed Bundy.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus was so good as Elaine on
That's
Seinfeld.
All she should have done.
And she was just as good as the president and vice president in Veep. She was so good in Veep.
Yeah, I never saw it. So that's
Selena.
All she was to me.
But okay, that's you. I mean, I sometimes I look at her and I think, like, because she's Selena Myers. Now she's Selena Myers more than she's Elaine anyway.
But if she's on another TV show, you're going to go, who is that? And you're going to have to look it up. See, that takes away from the enjoyment of the movie because you just got to go with the movie. So one and done. That's it. That's all you get. You better make sure it's good.
It is distracting because I'll be honest. I wanted to check out the show. There's a brand new show on, I don't know, one of the channels. I watch everything on Hulu, so I have no idea what channels things are actually on. But there's a new show called Ordinary Joe. And I like to check out new shows, not because I'm ever interested in watching them, because I could care less about network television. Mm-hmm. I just want to know about them. So that way, if it comes up, if somebody asks about it, if there's a story, I'm not left in the dark. I'm well versed. So there's this new show called Ordinary Joe. And it's, of course, it's network, so it's terrible. And the concept is really, it's very convoluted. And the idea is the guy as a kid is graduating college and there's three paths he can take. And you're watching him take all three paths. So he becomes, So he becomes like a famous rock star in one of the paths. In another one, he becomes he's a surgeon or a doctor of some kind. He's working at a hospital. He's working the late shift. And then a third one, he's a cop, like his dad was.
Has he ever played in anything else?
Well, that's the thing. I'm watching. I'm like, this guy looks really familiar. And I'm like,
it takes away from the enjoyment.
I know. I had to pause it because I was like, I was like, he looks like the guy from Friday Night Lights, but it can't be him because this guy is young and the Friday Night Lights guy is old. So there's no way he can play a college guy who's just starting out. And then it just wasn't working for me. So I had to pause the show. I had to go to IMDb. I had to find out that he played a character on Mad Men that was on like a season or two. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I hear
you. Don Draper is only going to be Don Draper. He cannot be in anything else. And if he is in something else, like Baby Driver, it just takes away from the fact that that's Don Draper.
No, but this guy wasn't Don Draper. He was a lesser character.
Well, I'm just saying, in general, Don Draper, he had his shot. He did a really good job for 15 years. So stop it. Unless they do a Mad Men movie, you don't get to work again.
I don't think that's right. I see what you're saying. Like, there should be, you should be able to give opportunity to like a young upcoming actor. Like, stop taking all the roles yourself.
Right. You're Don Draper. You had your shot. You did a really good job. Now, don't do anything else. Or you can give them one TV show like Black Mirror, and they can just do that.
You, of all people, should not want this.
Why?
Because that means that whatever show is considered your moment that you peaked. Like, if people didn't watch Mad Men, they don't know who any of these people are. Like, there's a lot of people that watched Ordinary Joe that are like, I've never seen this guy before, ever, because they didn't know, they didn't watch Mad Men. It wasn't their show.
I only got one shot with this stupid show. So, it's not like I'm going to go do another stupid show. I got this stupid show.
But that's what I'm saying. You've worked with me all these years.
Right.
You stuck with me. But, you know, maybe one day somebody else will come along and offer you something better with more money.
No, because then you're going to be like, where do I know that guy? That's that guy that Woods Cooper. Yeah. Isn't his name Lawrence? I don't know.
That was my favorite. I thought I was Cooper and you were Lawrence.
Right.
Yeah.